This segment is brought to you by Roughneck Scarves, the official soccer scarf supplier to the Seattle Sounders and all the MLS. They specialize in custom scarves for schools, clubs, and teams of all levels. Go visit them online at www.roughneckscarves.com. Welcome to Hammer Time, folks. Quiet week this week. No games this past weekend for Bellingham United FC, and only one game in the PCSL. We'll get to that in a little bit. But first, we'll start off with a preview to the upcoming match this Sunday at Civic Field. And it is a rematch, actually, of the last home game for Bellingham against Khalsa Sporting Club. But this is not a regular season game. It's the Cross Border Cup, which is the first ever Cross Border Cup, by the way, and it's put on by the PCSL. It couldn't have come at a better time, in my opinion. It's always, I think for coaches, it can be a bit of a struggle, these games, because they don't know who to play, because obviously the regular season, you know, means the most. Getting to the playoffs and winning the playoffs is obviously the main goal. So when you have these tournaments or cups mid-season, you kind of try to figure out who are you going to put on the field. You know, who do you want to risk out there? Do you want to risk top players out there, especially when the Challenge Cup is only a few weeks away? So, but it is exciting for the Hammers because I think they all felt like they could have won that last game against Khalsa, and there's a huge rivalry developing there, and they don't seem to like us, we don't like them, and so to have them come back 2 weeks later and have there be a cup on the line, I think that's pretty huge for both teams. Bellingham, well, they'll be in Civic Field, so Bellingham will definitely have the advantage, although they did beat Khalsa on the road and lost them at home. Their road record is unbelievable this year, the Hammers. So, I don't know, maybe it would have been better for them to play this cup in New Westminster. But regardless, you know, to have those fans watching, I'm sure they want to lift the cup at the end and give those fans something to remember from this season. Yeah, so I'm excited about the game. As I mentioned last week, it's a game that you want to bring your friends to and people who, you know, you're really trying to get into soccer because the rivalry's there, the chance at lifting the trophy is there. So hopefully everybody will come out to this game and enjoy it. I'm really, really stoked for it. And it's 3 p.m. on Sunday, as most home games are here in Bellingham. And, yeah, I'm really, really stoked. So how I see this game, you know, I think head coach Lance Callaway, and this is just my speculation, this is nothing that I've heard, I haven't talked to Lance actually in a couple weeks, but I see this as being, you know, they've had a week off now, so I think you're going to see the top guys play. I don't think he's going to rest too many guys based on the fact that it's a game that doesn't mean anything towards the regular season. I do think you're going to see our top guys being played. You might see a few people thrown in there. You know, Matt Sanchez has played well for our reserve team, as well as Zach Agnini, who has played very well for the reserve team, actually netted a goal up in the Kennedy Cup recently. So I can see those guys getting some time, possibly. From what I hear, Leo Cohen's doing better. I know he had a little bit of an injury for the last game, and that's why he didn't start as goalkeeper. But I see him starting. I think that's great for United because Leo Cohen is definitely our top goalkeeper. And, Kellen Brown has scored more than a goal average through this season per game. And so, you know, I think he's going to be a big factor. Oscar Jimenez has just been incredible this season. We know that from how he's played in midfield and how he's been distributing the ball great. He's also been, you know, he's been killer on free kicks and corner kicks. And, you know, he's also netted a few of his own. So Oscar Jimenez is going to be just fun to watch, I think, in this game. I can see this being the type of game where the way Oscar has been playing this year and the fact that he also has some ties to the Seattle Sounders U23 squad, he's trying to impress people. And in this sort of game where there's a cup on the line, I really think Oscar will use it to really fuel his intensity because we know he's got a lot of it. And so I do expect to see Oscar have a really, really good game. And Curtis Peterson, who has been fantastic, you know, I mean, he's only just going to turn 20 this fall, very young guy, and somebody who's also been through the Seattle Sounders youth development, and has really found a home at Bellingham United, and you know, especially since he goes to Western Washington and has some friends who, you know, are also classmates who play for Bellingham United FC, and he plays center back for Western Washington University. So, you know, Curtis has been so great this season. He's fit in really well. The back line consists of, you know, veterans for the most part. When you look at Joel Grossman and Justin Diener and Matt Zigulis and Chris Jepsen. So Curtis has done such a great job and fitting in there. And, you know, we're talking, these are guys who are in their late 20s and even early 30s in some cases. And Curtis is not even in his 20s yet, just barely. So, Curtis, you know, I think he really has been the standout when it comes to the new faces. That goes without saying. He's been incredible. And I actually recently did a write-up on him. And a very, very smart kid as well. Comes from family where both his sisters, his older sister and his younger sister, both play soccer as well. His older sister plays goalkeeper, and his younger sister actually just verbally committed to playing for the University of Montana. So, you know, Curtis very much just a soccer kid, and he's played so well this season, and I can't wait to see what he does on Sunday as well. So there's lots of storylines. You know, you've got Milad, obviously the two Milads, as we call them, the Milads, Milad Rakhmadi and Milad Mehrabi, who have been, you know, the big goal scorers for Khalsa. Kellen Brown, he's being chased by them, sort of, but he still does lead that race for the Golden Boot. So, you know, they're going to come out wanting to score a lot, too. I know that their goals won't count towards the regular season tallies, but there's got to be in their heads. I know that as professionals, they won't admit it, but there's got to be something in all of their heads going, we want to beat, you know, this guy and that guy and this guy and that guy, between those three. So I'm stoked, really, really stoked, if you couldn't tell, for this cross-border cup. Again, Civic Field, 3 p.m. on Sunday, July the 7th. So, yeah, stop by and enjoy the first ever cross-border cup. And, you know, it's 3 days after our nation's birthday. It's a good week or so, almost a week, I guess, or so, after Canada's Canada Day. So this cross-border cup is a rivalry between not just two teams, but two nations. And I've talked about it in the past. I've got family in Canada. I've got friends in Canada. But, you know, I want to kick ass when USA is playing against Canada. I'm sorry, Canada, but that's just how it is. I'm sure you feel the same way. So I think this game means a lot. In fact, I know it means a lot because the rivalry is so big. And being that it's called the Cross Border Cup, you know, this is, in fact, I would love it if they build it as that as well. That it was, you know, you have like the USA-Canada softball border rivalry. I know that happens. You know, always when USA and Canada play in hockey, they call it the Battle at the Border. And I would love it if there was even more brought into it, where, you know, I don't know if we could wear something like the, you know, the USA flag and have them wearing the, it would just be great to really just, like, you know, stoke the fire of this rivalry. So I really want to see the red, white, and blue come out on top. You know, like I said, 3 days after our nation's birthday, let's keep the patriotic juices flowing, and let's raise that red, white, and blue flag in victory. All right, so that covered about 10 minutes of a show where I didn't have any game to recap. hopefully you enjoy my rambling. Let's look a little bit, though, at the PCSL. You know, like I said, only one game going on, but I'm going to recap everybody on it anyway. This weekend we actually had, and it was Saturday, June 29th, Kamloops Heat took on Khalsa Sporting Club. If you like goals, lots of goals, you would have loved this game because Khalsa Sporting Club ended up beating Kamloops Heat by a score of 5-4. It's 9 goals in a 90-minute soccer match. That's a lot of goals. That's a lot of goals in soccer. The goals for Kamloops were Kyle Ferdile, Justin Wallace, and Peter Longcar. And the goals for Khalsa Sporting Club were Ryan Dillon, Milad Rakhmadi, Rob Giesen, Kia Mirazasim, and Milad Mehrabi. So Milad Mehrabi and Milad Rahmadi, the Milads, they have gotten a little bit closer to Kellen's total. We'll get to that in a couple seconds. But yeah, 5-4 win for Khalsa. I think that's good for Bellingham. Kamloops was coming on really strong at the end of the season and really, you know, had the possibility of actually challenging Bellingham for the league title, regular season title. So I think this is a good thing that Khalsa beat Kamloops. It extinguishes the flames just a bit, so to speak. And yes, that pun was intended with Kamloops. And Khalsa, you know, we know they're going to be tough. I feel like even though Kamloops had a great end of their season, whenever I talk to the Bellingham United FC players, they seem to feel that Khalsa is the best team they've faced in the league. So at least we kind of know that now. We know we can beat them. Kamloops is another team we know we can beat. We beat them twice. So yeah, cool. Calming that down a bit. If they beat up each other in those spots, that's great for Bellingham. So, but now going to the standings, obviously Bellingham still in the lead with 25 points. And, yeah, so they actually lead Khalsa Sporting Club, who has 22 now and does have a game in hand. And again, Kamloops Heat also has a game in hand. So it helped out calming down Kamloops, but it did put Khalsa into a position to where they could possibly now challenge us for the title as well. Very, very tight in the top three here. In fact, the separation between the top three and fourth place Victoria United FC is a full 7 points. And that's a lot, especially considering Victoria United FC has played 12 games, so the same as Bellingham United, and Khalsa and Kamloops both at 11. So yeah, so that rounds out your top four, though. Bellingham United in first, Khalsa and Kamloops tied for second, although Khalsa does hold a tiebreaker over Kamloops, so they are in second place. Kamloops in third, Victoria United FC in fourth, knocking on the door for the playoffs are the Vancouver Thunderbirds, who have 14 points. Now, top goal scorers, like I said, Milad Mehrabi did inch a little closer to Kellen's 13-goal total. He now finds himself only 4 goals behind Kellen. Kellen still with 13, Milad with 9, Oriol Torres for the Kamloops Heat with 8 now, because he got a goal this weekend as well, and Milad Rahmadi has 7 now. So, boy, that's incredible. What a great, great top four you have there. Kyle Ferdile sits in fifth place with 5 goals, and then rounding out the top 10 is John Salentic of Khalsa Sporting Club with 4, Justin Wallace of Kamloops Heat with 4, Cooper Berry of Victoria United with 4, Reynolds Stewart of Vancouver Thunderbirds with 4, and Jay Gill, also Khalsa Sporting Club, with 3. So there you have it, guys. That's the recap of the standings in the PCSL, just that one game for the weekend. And then, you know, this weekend coming up, let's take a quick look at that. Like, of course, you know, we have the Cross-Border Cup. And as for the rest of the league, let's see, we've got a game. Estrella de Chile plays actually later today. I'm taping this on July 3rd, Wednesday. Later today, Estrella de Chile plays Vancouver Thunderbirds. Be interesting to see what happens there, because Estrella actually forfeited their last game. So will they even make it to that game? It is played in Burnaby, so it will be a home game for them. So it is possible that they will actually play this game. Then we have on Thursday, Khalsa Sporting Club takes on Coquitlam Metro Ford. On Saturday, Vancouver Thunderbirds take on Victoria United. Estrella de Chile takes on Victoria Highlanders. And then on Sunday, while Bellingham United takes on Khalsa Sporting Club in the Cross-Border Cup, Kamloops Heat take on Coquitlam Metro Ford, and Vancouver Thunderbirds take on the Victoria Highlanders. So that's a look to this weekend. It's going to be a fun weekend. It's really we're going to start to see the rest of the league take shape and the standings take shape as teams start to play the games in hand that they have. It should be very interesting, considering that we only have 2 regular season games left. One of those is a road game against the Vancouver Thunderbirds on the 13th of July. And we lost them 1-0 at home, but we definitely looked good against them. And so I think we have, you know, we have a lot of confidence on the road this season. Very nice place, as I at least from what I hear, playing up at Thunderbird Stadium. So it should be a very good game for United to play in a good atmosphere as well. And, yeah, in fact, maybe we should try to get some United fans, some Hammers fans, to go up and make that trip. It's the final road game of the season, so I don't know. Maybe we could get that to work out. let me know if you think that's a great idea. My Twitter handle is @Brandon_E, and my email is Brandon@BellinghamUnited.com. And, of course, there's also the bus. Maybe we can get Hooligan Ron into, you know, getting something organized. But, yeah, so that should be a great game. And then we end the season against the Highlanders, and you never like to come in too overly, you know, confident to a game, but the Highlanders have had a really, really rough season. So, you know, they're right there at the bottom with Estrella de Chile, so... yeah, it should be another, you know, that game you kind of think, all right, we've got that game, right? So there's 3 points. But you hate to say that because you don't want to jinx it. You don't want to come in overconfident because soccer is one of those games where, you know, you could have the majority of the chances and have the majority of the possession during the game. And if they get one through and you get zero, you lose. So, but, you know, you look at those two games that are left. You got to hope that possibly Khalsa and Kamloops get beat up a little. And possibly by, you know, they're playing some good teams. When you saw Coquitlam, Metro Ford, they'll be playing. I think they're also playing the Thunderbirds somewhere in there, both those teams. So they don't have an easy rest of their season either. So, you know, Bellingham, the best thing is that Bellingham looks to be in a good position to be going to the Challenge Cup. And that's what our, you know, that's what our goal is to win the Challenge Cup this year. So, very, very exciting things to come for the rest of this month. I am extremely, extremely excited. I hope you guys are as well. Well, that's about all I've got for you guys this week. I hope I managed to fill the void of a off week somewhat. Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to thank my sponsors, Belcher Swanson Law Firm. They are proud supporters of both Bellingham United FC and Hammer Time Radio. To find out more about Belcher Swanson, visit BelcherSwanson.com. Also, I'd like to thank TNT Signs and Promotional Products. As I always say, there's some beautiful, beautiful signage at the games, and those are all provided by TNT Signs and Promotional Products in Ferndale, Washington. If your business needs something like that, be sure to check them out at TNTPromotional.com or find them on LeBounty Road, right about kitty corner from Hagen's in Ferndale, Washington. So thank you so much to those guys. I will be back next week with the usual Hammer Time Radio episode. We'll have some post-game interviews and all that good stuff. So make sure to subscribe on iTunes or listen at hammertimesoccer.podomatic.com. Thanks so much again, and I'll see you at Civic Field. I know that you want to.